Thanks for listening to the Friday Live Extra from NET Radio, a weekly podcast featuring arts and humanities in Nebraska, and an online-only feature we produce in conjunction with our weekly radio show, Friday Live.
You know, I love documentaries. And Alex Winter's Zappa gives me the reasons why. I knew of Frank Zappa, saw him on a couple of talk shows, but I harbored no affinity for this long-haired, mustachioed musician. And what about these names he and his wife Gail christened his children? Moon Unit, Dweezil, Ahmet, and Diva. Winters' documentary is a sharp knife of a revelation on Frank Vincent Zappa. Needless to say, I learned a lot about a most provocative icon of popular culture. And it is little wonder. At Winters' disposal is a floor-to-ceiling warehouse full of Zappa life, documented by the singer-songwriter-guitarist himself.
This aisle here is where some of the best-known titles lurk. Here's stuff from the Hot Rats. Here's the original 24-track, Masters of Dynamo Hum, Dirty Love, Montana, Inca Roads, Redunzel. Shut Up and Play Your Guitar, Joe's Garage. Here's Shake Your Booty. Tinseltown Rebellion, Drowning Witch, Utopia. Nile is a collection of videotapes from when I borrowed my father's 8mm camera and made a bunch of movies.
Zappa's catalog of every artifact of daily living reveals an artist with a keen sense of presence. An artist coming of age and finding his way through music during the vibrant but turbulent 60s. An artist in full comprehension of the psychedelic social political currents of that moment.
We were redefining the expectations of entertainment. But it seemed to me that there was no reason why that audience shouldn't experience some of the things that had already happened since 1920 in musical development. Things that they were completely unaware of just because they were a quote-unquote rock audience and therefore deprived of musical experience.
Winters painstakingly has assembled an entourage of insightful glimpses into Zappa's activities and interactions with members of his band, Mothers of Invention, and his personal life with girlfriends, his wife Gail, and his children. We learn of Zappa's crossover appeal, witnessing the London Symphony Orchestra playing his music, and David Harrington's invitation to him to write for the Kronos Quartet, a chamber music ensemble, and the nod to Zappa for blazing the trail for the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Most striking, however, is his collaboration with his daughter, Moon Unit. Remember this? For over 2 hours, Zappa rolls around with Frank Zappa. The artist is everywhere present, the center of this universe, as the talking heads play at the margins. The presence of the artist, affectionately known as the Pied Piper of Laurel Canyon, is what is to be appreciated most about Winters' project. A musician who successfully produced music on his own terms comes to relief from the personal vault in this documentary. From his childhood in Baltimore, Maryland, until The Yellow Shark, his last performance in 1993, Frank Zappa recorded his life pulses and broad swaths of living, each one meticulously cataloged and archived in a personal vault of his life, and intimate recorded portraits of his family. In 1990, Frank Vincent Zappa was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He died on December 4, 1993.
We were loud, we were coarse, and we were strange. And if anybody in the audience ever gave us any trouble, we'd tell them to f*** off.
Zappa plays through December 10th at the Ross Media Arts Center in Lincoln. Also opening at the Ross is Monsoon, an exploration of Kit, a young man who returns home to Vietnam after his family fled the country in the aftermath of the Vietnam-American War. For Friday Live Extra, I am Joaquita Dreher.
The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast from NET Radio, production help from Dave Hughes. Our theme music is by Alexios Anest. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.